Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police dealt with a disturbance in North Wichita early today after protesters gathered in the area. Around 12:40 a.m., 911 dispatchers sent a number of police and sheriff officers into the area of 21st and Waco and a large gathering of people. Officers were advised to bring helmets. There were reports of shots fired and apparently several people arrested. 21st Street from Broadway to Amadon was closed to traffic for a time. Washington, D.C., trying to take control on the continuing protests over the death of George Floyd. Fox's Mike Emanuel with more.
Authorities really tightening things up. The curfew in Washington, D.C. was earlier moved up to 7 p.m. Eastern after last night's curfew was 11 p.m., and a lot of people felt like that was too late. Not everyone obeyed it tonight, but it did seem to cut down the number of people out on the street here in our nation's capital. There were some tense moments and arrests tonight. Helicopters flying overhead to keep tabs on the movement of protester groups, plenty of sirens, and some smells of pepper spray. A wide range of federal law enforcement agencies also out on the street tonight, adding a whole lot of muscle to what D.C. police are doing as law enforcement try to make those looking to loot or damage businesses or government property more uncomfortable, keeping them moving, hoping they would eventually head home for the night. No updates on the number of arrests here in Washington.
The Associated Press is reporting over 5,000 arrests worldwide since the riots began last week. President Trump is threatening to deploy the U.S. military to calm violent protests.
President Trump says he will restore law and order in cities where protests have turned tumultuous and violent over the past several days, urging governors to deploy National Guard troops to help police.
If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
As the president spoke from the Rose Garden, flashbangs could be heard. Police also used tear gas to clear peaceful protesters from nearby Lafayette Park. President Trump then walked through that park to St. John's Episcopal Church, which suffered fire damage during protests this week. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly talked about protesters at her Monday coronavirus briefing.
The governor calling for sweeping changes in Kansas and across the country to prevent what she calls institutional racism.
From our criminal justice system to our educational institutions to our public health infrastructure. It's time for elected leaders in Kansas to acknowledge that we have failed to give this problem the attention that it deserves.
Kelly says she was happy with the way both Kansas law enforcement and protesters handled themselves this past weekend. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Organizers staged at least two public protests over the weekend in Wichita after the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News Wichita police worked with organizers to keep things peaceful.
Our police force is there to listen, to learn. I was there to listen and learn. The police were passing out water. I think that the speakers and the organizers at these events were the one that I attended, they were spot on.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Zangster says due to the effect of COVID-19, Bike Share ICT has been closed down. The company sent out an email to users Monday. Zangster has also closed down operations in other cities across the country because of the coronavirus. Company says it has disabled all rides and will be terminating rider accounts. All bike stations will be removed later this week. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, it's 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices out there in the Wichita area this morning. Well, the gasoline price is still around $1.64 a gallon. That's what I'm seeing out there right now in a lot of different places. Now, I did find one better price out there yesterday. I happened to drive past and saw $1.59 right around Lincoln and Hydraulic. So, might find a better price out there, but still the average right around $1.64 a gallon. Traffic update, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some clouds continue to stream northward into south central Kansas overnight. Partly cloudy with sunshine this afternoon and breezy. Our high 89. A few clouds overnight. Our low near 70. Then sunny and really heating up tomorrow. Wednesday's high 95. 97 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour and 66 degrees. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? VoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. VoxLink. 612. Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. Got a sunny, warm day across south central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 87 degrees. Normal high is 82. 87 for a high yesterday in south central Kansas. It's getting warm. Starting to act like summer out there. And yet on this date in 1969, Wichita chilled out with a temperature of 43 degrees.
What?
Setting the record low for the month of June. On this 1969. Now, on this date in 1981, the Japanese video arcade game Donkey Kong was released by Nintendo. Donkey Kong. I'm not sure I have ever played Donkey Kong. What is Donkey Kong, Ted? What do they do? I mean, there's one that a little guy goes around chasing something. He's a plumber or something. What was that one called?
Jad can explain it.
Well, that was Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario.
And Mario was kind of the little guy in Donkey Kong as well,
okay.
But that was before they'd named him. He just, back in the Donkey Kong days, he was just called Jumpman.
So what did he do?
He would jump over barrels in an attempt to get to the top of structure to rescue Pauline, his girlfriend.
Pauline, all right.
Who had been taken by Donkey Kong.
1981, Donkey Kong.
Yeah, don't ask me video game questions.
All right, I won't.
Beyond Ms. Pac-Man. Yeah. That's about it for me.
Okay.
That's not my that one, not was, my thing.
What was that one I was playing on the airplane at that time?
Oh, we played Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
On a plane ride once. Yeah.
I was getting more and more frustrated.
Yes, you were getting a little frustrated because nothing was going right for you.
For a minute there, I thought the flight attendants were going to wrestle me to the ground and call for the plane to land somewhere.
Your bird kept going backwards. You couldn't even make forward progress. It was amusing.
It was funny. I had a great time.
You were also, I believe, Wii bowling at one point, weren't you?
I would, when my grandkids were littler, we had a Wii in the house, and did some Wii bowling. Wii bowling's easy, but you get into stuff like golf and with Wii, that's kind of tough. Baseball. Anyway, I'm not much on video games, I got to tell you that right now. The brother of George Floyd appealed for peace Monday in the aftermath of riots and arson fires following the death of his brother in Minneapolis. Terrence Floyd appeared at the intersection in South Minneapolis where his brother had died while a white officer pinned his neck with his knee for several minutes a week ago. Wearing a face mask with the image of his brother on it, brother's face, Terrence Floyd spent several minutes of silence at the flowers and other memorials that have sprung up to his brother. "I understand you're upset," Terrence Floyd said to the crowd through a bullhorn, but he said civil unrest and destruction is not going to bring my brother back at all. So
Terrence Floyd trying to tell people, hey, calm down here a little bit. And I think this is important for most of these folks that are we're seeing on video and whatnot. This is not a matter of civil rights or brutality or anything else. This is a matter of let's tear something down and burn it. There's a lot of people out there doing a bad thing. And, you know, we keep you coverage here today, cover on this. Today, president just telling the governor, just go squash him. There you go. Ted, I got a call last night from a friend. He said, you know, have you anything about the boards that they're boarding up the Von Maur out of Townies Square? And I said, well, I drove by there yesterday on the way home. I didn't notice anything, but I did this morning. They do have a plywood in front of the three doors that are on the east side of the building. And I'm just wondering if it's a way for them to funnel folks through the mall and funnel them into the store, you know what I'm saying, because of the pandemic, or is it they're afraid looters are going to come and knock the building down? I don't know. There's no explanation. I tried to Google Von Maur, see if they had any publicity on it, but it looks kind of ominous there, like, hey, we expect looters any minute. There's and I understand I was talking to Dan O'Neill last night. I told him at the state radio station, and Dan was, you know, he covers news at night for us here, and he said, oh, yeah, he says, The goofies are coming out of the woodwork. He's getting some calls and so forth. People are just out there with all kinds of crazy rumors and thoughts. He fields them. He does what he can with them. But he says it's that's one of those times where there's a lot of false information out there. A lot of people are scared right now. But there you go. Now, coming up this morning, a little over an hour from now, Ted, we're going to talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner, as we do every Tuesday morning here on KNSS. And we'll get his take on what's going on with as we come to reopen after the virus. See what his thoughts are on that.
Yeah, been an interesting week for him and all folks at the county commission.
Pete's always an interesting person to talk to. We'll come to talk with him about 7:35 this morning here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Also, in the 8 o'clock hour, we have scheduled Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland from Washington, D.C. We'll be talking about the George Floyd protests continuing, as well as rioting and looting across this country. So we'll talk with Rachel coming up around 8:10, 8:15 this morning.
She's always good. Make sure you're here for that.
All right, 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward here on a Tuesday morning, June 2nd, Ted.
We're talking about the unrest in the U.S. following the death of George Floyd in police custody in Minnesota. Some thoughts from former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Hall of Famer Warren Moon. He says he wishes the world were more like a locker room.
Everybody leaves their ethnicity at the door. Everybody leaves their political beliefs, their religious beliefs at the door when they come in the locker room, and it's all about what is our goal, what are we trying to accomplish as a team. And you're on a team with Hispanics, you're on a team with whites, you're on a team with Jewish people, you're on a team with African Americans, and we don't see any of that when we're in the locker room. All we see is we're all fighting together to earn a certain goal, and we all become brothers in that locker room, and it's too bad that society can't be like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why people turn to sports so much when things are going wrong, is because a locker room is a microcosm of what our society could be about if we let it be that. And it's too bad that we don't let it be that. It's too bad that there's too many years of hatred and of being raised a certain way that's ingrained in people that they just can't let it go. But if we could be more like a locker room, I think our society would be and love each other and work better together.
Oh, good words. I mean,
well said.
I always knew that he was a smart guy. He's always been intelligent and knows how to talk.
Met him a long time ago.
Did you really?
Yep.
He seems like he's
very nice,
very
gentleman.
Nice person. Yeah.
Good
words
from Warren Moon.
Yeah.
Football Hall of Famer. Major League Baseball still trying to figure things out. Still hasn't got anything figured out.
According to ESPN, Major League Baseball is now looking at a shorter 2020 season as a way of getting members of the MLB Players Association their full prorated salaries. Things reached a stalemate last week when the union scoffed at an owner-approved proposal for an 82-game season to start in early July that would have seen additional salary cuts on top of prorated pay. The Players Association gave a counteroffer Sunday, seeking a 114-game schedule to start June 30th that would cover just over 70% of players' original salaries. The union and league reached an agreement in March that would guarantee prorated pay in full with no further cuts, regardless of the length of the 2020 season. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Happy birthday today to former Kansas City Royals outfielder Raul Ibanez. He's 48 years old today. A guy that was a 36th round draft pick and ended up playing 19 years in the big leagues.
Well, there you go.
2,000 hits, 1,200 runs driven in, 300 home runs. spent an early three-year stint with the Kansas City Royals in his career, and then at the end, at age 42, he finished up with the Kansas City Royals at two different stints. Raul Ibanez, 48 today. And this is a interesting day in Wichita baseball history. 90 years ago on this night, the first night game baseball ever played in Wichita. It was the barnstorming legendary franchise, the Kansas City Monarchs, playing another black franchise, the Pepperberry All-Pros. Monarchs won that game 12-5. It was played on Ackerman Island at Island Park. 3,000 fans showed up for the portable lights. The Monarchs were doing this in the early 30s. They kind of had their own lighting system, and they would barnstorm around to Wichita and Dallas and St. Louis and play night games.
So they pioneered the whole thing.
That was their deal.
Yeah.
Apparently they had trouble getting the light equipment set up. They had to hang some white canvas over the outfield signs to kill the glare. And these were just basically a generator put on a truck. They stuck up temporary light poles and played night baseball.
Wow.
The first night baseball game played in Wichita, featuring the great Kansas City Monarchs. That was 90 years ago on this night. And that's Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Having trouble getting your kids motivated these days? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.